Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Milwaukee, that situation will play itself out. But boy, you heard from Sparky right there. And he was triggered. I mean, he's giving us 5-minute answers on the GM we have no idea about.
All I asked was, do you know anything about him? I believe the core of the question.
Even when you asked it, I said, gosh, why'd you do it?
Well, he was there for 15 years.
Yeah, you know.
What do you mean, why did I ask?
Get your takes off on the Giants GM. We're talking Bucks and Dame and Giannis.
But if you have a Milwaukee guy on, yeah, and that's where the guy cut his teeth as the youngest player developmental guy of all time.
Like Sparky said, I don't really know who this guy is.
Well, that's all he had to say.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows player development guy. Oh, man. So give me your takes on the Giants GM.
You were going to give us a Giannis thing.
I want to take on the Giants GM now.
Well, I mean, like, I think that anybody who's triggered one way or the other, like, we just don't know. It's obviously a wait-and-see approach.
Is anybody triggered on this move?
Well, no, I'm saying, like, if you're thrilled and over the top, like, okay, I'd love to hear why. And if you're angry, it's like, oh, okay, how can you even be angry? We don't even really know who he is. I did a deep dive, and there's an article written by Bob Nightingale about 4 or 5 years ago because his brother is the GM of the Angels. Basically, his father was a clubhouse guy for the Texas Rangers, and they've got stories as a family going back to, like, fetching Will Clark stuff in the clubhouse and whatnot. And so they're very well-respected amongst baseball people. Zach, who is the guy who's going to be taken over here.
What's his last name?
I think it's Manasian. I don't want to mispronounce it and disrespect him.
I think it's Manasian.
Manasian, okay.
I'm going to leave that alone. We'll call him Zach. Bobby Valentine, by the way, sent a big congratulations on Twitter and said he's one of the best baseball minds out there.
Well,
known him since he was born.
Tommy Lasorda, when he passed away, they were pallbearers of the funeral. And so, like, his brother's been running the Angels, and I watched his brother on MLB Network multiple times last year during the winter meetings. And, you know, they were pressing him hard about Mike Trout and everything like that. And seems to be a really well-respected guy. And a lot of people were saying, like, had the Angels been sold, whoever took over would want to retain Perry because he's a very well-liked guy and he does a really good job with the media. But the point that I'm going at is that Zach was very influential in the Brewers for a long time. This is who the Giants got. And the Brewers aren't going to be a team that pops to everyone. Most people are like, the Brewers? Like, but if you look up, the Brewers have been successful for like 20 years. They're always in the mix, and they never have a high payroll. So this seems to be a guy that really understands baseball. And to his point that Sparky brought up, they love power across the board. And they've done a really good job just replenishing talent over the years. And they're old school. So I'm ready to see what happens here.
I don't know who this guy is. I hope he does well. I hope he knows what he's doing. But it does, when I see Bobby Valentine, former manager in Major League Baseball, most notably with the New York Mets, he says he's one of the best baseball minds out there. Known him since he was born. It just kind of, it triggers me because when Farhan Zaidi got hired, he's one of the brightest baseball minds in baseball. He's one of the brightest minds. He's got one of the best baseball minds. We always hear this. He's got one of the best baseball minds. I don't really care about that stuff no more. I don't care if you got a good... I would assume that any GM that gets hired in Major League Baseball has a pretty good baseball mind. They've gone through the ranks, scouting, development. Hopefully they just didn't do it analytically and on a spreadsheet. I would assume that they have a bright baseball mind. Just like any GM in football, I would assume that, hey, he's a pretty bright guy. That's why he got the job. He's got a good mind. Now, can he attract free agents? Can he help develop this farm system? Can he help expedite the development of his farm system? Can they put a team on the field next season that can compete in the NL West? That's all I really care about. That's all I really care about at this point. So I kind of scoff at, like, bright baseball mind.
I've heard this before.
Yeah, it's a cliche thing. And I'm just like, that's not a selling point to me. You know?
I think one selling point that I like is that if you look around the Bay Area right now, the people that have been successful are kind of like sport lifers. Shanahan, he was birthed into the sport of football, right? Before he was even able to run around, his dad has been a coach since day one, and it's the family business. I look at Mike Dunleavy currently, who's running. It doesn't mean that you have to have this, and you could still fail with this, but it does, you know, give you a path to it. Mike Dunleavy's dad has been doing this for his whole life.
He's born into it.
Obviously, he did it for his whole life. It feels like this is the family business for them. So that encourages me. You know, this isn't just something that he picked up, you know, at some point. This clearly is a passion, and that doesn't mean that he can't, you know, fail. I mean, anyone could fail.
How about this? Bobby Valentine, Jordy Willard and Dibs today.
Oh.
Wow. What a gift by Lucas Alexander, our director of sports. So we'll see about this new GM hire. If anybody wants to call in, 888-957-9570. Does anybody even know who he is? Does it pop off the screen for you? Are you excited about this move? But the Giants finally have their GM, Zach. We'll figure out how to pronounce his name correctly here.
Manasian Jr.
Yep.
You know how Bonte has king tails? I have a couple squire tails. I've actually run into him a few times. Really nice guy. I don't want to get too deep into it.
It'd be Squire stories, by the way.
Yeah, Squire. There you go. There you go.
Or you can go Jester's jokes.
I like that. I like that. Seemed like a nice guy. You know, I'm willing to give him a chance. But like the way I look at
we have no choice.
Of course we got no choice. You know, of course we have no choice.
I have no choice.
So you might as well let's see where this goes.
I don't know. I haven't seen or heard from one people triggered about the GM. And I think that is due to know that I think that's due to the fact that Buster Posey's on top of the throne. He's your president of baseball operations. And I think people see Buster Posey, okay, he's part of the process here. Giants fans trust Buster Posey no matter what, without him doing a damn thing yet.
It's the credibility we talked about.
Exactly. Yeah. So Buster Posey being there, I haven't heard one iota about people who scoff at the new hire with the GM. I haven't seen anything like that. So I think people will give him a chance. And I think right now Giants fans are still saying, whew, they got rid of Farhan Zaidi.
Well, and I guess the number one thing that I saw against Zach is that he was one of the first hires of Farhan Zaidi. And I'm thinking, I don't know if I should hold that against him. So like they're saying like, oh, he comes from his regime. He came from outside the organization.
Yeah, I don't.
So I think we owe it to them to just give him a fresh start and let's just see where this goes.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one. All right.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.